US President Donald Trump called it a Christmas present, strikes targeting Islamic State militants in Nigeria's northwest. Mr. Trump says militants have been specifically targeting Christians in the region, a claim Nigeria contradicts. In November, the president accused the Nigerian government of failing to protect Christians and ordered his military to prepare action. Nnamdi Obasi is the International Crisis Group's senior advisor for Nigeria. We spoke earlier.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
Nnamdi Obasi, first of all, are we aware of the impact of these strikes?
It's not clear at the moment what the impact has been. There is no common account by the US and the Nigerian governments, and there is no really comprehensive account by either of them. What we do know is that the airstrikes were conducted largely by the US forces and struck Sokoto State in the extreme northwest of Nigeria, mainly at two locations at which armed groups were camped. Now, the US President Trump, in announcing the operation, said numerous precision strikes were involved, and the US Africa Command, AFRICOM, said multiple extremists were killed. Subsequent statement by Nigeria said 16 precision-guided missiles were launched from a platform in the Gulf of Guinea, obviously operated by the US government. But neither side has spoken of the number of extremists that were killed in the course of the operation. So at the moment, we don't have a clear picture of exactly what the impact, on the ground has been.
There have been suggestions for a while that the US might take this action. Were you nevertheless surprised by its timing?
No, we were not terribly surprised. Of course, the US had indicated it was threatened to take an action. Subsequently, Nigerian officials met with the US Defense Secretary and a number of other officials in Washington. And the consensus at the end was that, yes, something needed to be done. And the American government's Defense Secretary said, anything that would be done with and through the Nigerian government. So it does seem that at that point, there was a convergence of a decision to do something. And then over the last 3 weeks or thereabout, we had also noticed a lot of increased surveillance, aerial surveillance by the US government on parts of Nigeria where there had been jihadist activity over the years. And so, in a sense, it was only a matter of time, if you like, before this, got to be done. What then was the surprise is the area of the country in which it was done, because that's not the epicenter of jihadist violence in the country.
Well, the Nigerian president mentioned a couple of groups as targets, ISIS, Lakurawas, and some bandits. Who do you think was the target of this operation in that location?
Well, the Sokoto State, I must say clearly, as I said earlier on, is not the epicenter of jihadist violence. The main jihadist groups, the Boko Haram and the Splinter Group, which is now a rival group, Islamic States in West Africa province, are actually in the northeast of the country, the extreme northeast of the country in Borno State. But, many people on ground were surprised that the operation struck Sokoto in the northwest instead of Borno in the northeast. But that said, Sokoto hadn't been an entirely peaceful state itself. The northwest zone of the country as a whole, where it is located, had been plagued by deadly criminal violence by, groups that we call bandits locally. And then in recent years, the state had also seen a growing presence of extremists from the Sahel, notably the Lakurawa, and more recently, infiltration by elements of the Islamic State in the Sahel. So there was some concern about growing jihadist presence and activity in that part of the country. But and the Nigerian government, of course, had designated Lakurawa a terrorist group. But then they were never seen as a present threat as much as the situation in the northeast. So it's not really clear whether this operation is dealing precisely and clinically with the Lakurawa and other extremist elements, or whether it would, you know, spread into dealing with banditry in the zone. Significantly, the areas in which the operation targeted are areas that do not really have much of bandit activity. The bandit activity is more on the eastern side of Sokoto State, and there was no strike in that area.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking with the Nigerian analyst Nnamdi Obasi on the U.S. strikes in the West African country. Now, Nnamdi Obasi, President Trump says these strikes were targeting, the strikes by the extremists were targeting Christians. The Nigerian government disputes that. How do we read those contradictory statements?
I think that the U.S. would have to modify or calibrate its statement. The area in which this operation was carried out is predominantly Muslim. There are just small Christian populations, and we haven't really had reports of killings of Christians in those areas. Well, a few incidents of few people lynched over blasphemy accusations and so on, but not any mass killings of Christians in the Northwest at all. Where the Christians seem to have been more of the victims, it's in the middle belt, the north central belt of the country, which is the fault line between a predominantly Muslim north and a predominantly Muslim south. And it's also an area of resource contestation between herders and farmers. Herders having to be mostly Muslim and the farmers having to be mostly Christian. So this is the area in which most of the Christian casualties have occurred.
What's your understanding then? Do you think the U.S. was very well aware of who it was targeting but wants to sell this or present this as an attack on those attacking Christians?
I think the U.S. would know very well. The intelligence is, great. And it, of course, has a great diplomatic mission in Nigeria that is, very well aware of the geography of conflict in the country. What may be a major constraint in dealing with the violence in the Middle Belt is that it would be difficult to carry out operations in the Middle Belt without considerable civilian casualties, without considerable collateral casualties, and without further disrupting the lives of the Christians, that the U.S. government says it wants to protect.
And just briefly, if you could, are people bracing for further action?
Yes, it depends on who you are speaking with. The reactions on ground have been very much mixed. Some are very happy that something at least is finally being done about insecurity in a country where killings have gone on, with increasing impunity over the last, 15 years or so, with no end in sight. And in fact, some have been pushing President Tinubu to seek external help in dealing with the security situation. So for that group of people, there's a lot of gladness that this has taken place. Some churches today welcomed very much, what has been done and thanked God for that. And they're looking forward to, more. As a matter of fact, even some of the Muslims in the north also have called for this operation to be extended to the northeast, to deal with the, the jihadist groups Boko Haram and ISWAP in the northeast. And as President Trump and Secretary Hegseth said, more is likely to come unless the killing of Christians ends. So most people think this is going to be, a continuing operation. But I will quickly say also that there are also people who think that this is very concerning, that this operation could be further polarizing, faith groups, religious identities in the country, and that this could be potentially dangerous for the future.
Nnamdi Obasi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.